Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Imagine waking up one morning and everything has changed. Or maybe not everything, but one specific thing has changed and it's everywhere. And what if that thing that is everywhere was toast? That's exactly what our first author imagined. Here he is to introduce his story.
Hi, I'm Brayden, and I'm 10 years old and I live in Wisconsin. And this is my story, Toast.
Ah, such a nice morning. I can't let anything distract me from my important math test today. I've studied all week and I'm ready. Time to head downstairs and fuel my brain with a hearty breakfast. Is that the smell of toast? Oh, hey, Mom.
Hey, Sam. Time for dinner.
Dinner? Mom, it's morning.
Just eat.
Mom, there's only one piece of toast on this plate.
Yep, eat your toast, Sam.
You know it's my big math test today. I need more than just toast. I'm talking eggs, I'm talking fruit, I'm talking waffles, like you usually make me. Wait a minute, is that your plate? There's only one piece of toast on it, too.
Yep, eat your toast, Sam.
What's going on? Are we out of everything else?
Yep, I threw all our other food in the trash.
Did it go bad?
Not necessarily. Eat your toast, Sam.
No thank you. I'm good. I should really get to school. Bye, Mom. My mom was acting so weird. Oh, look! A nice ice cream stand selling...
Toast? Getcha? Toast? It's all the rage! Hello, young man. Would you like some toast?
No thank you. I should really get to school.
All right. Just remember, I'm selling toast.
Okay. Bye.
Whoa, careful there, Sam.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Mailman. I didn't mean to bump into you while you were delivering the mail.
Oh, that's all right, Sam.
You're eating toast, too?
Oh, no. I'm not eating toast.
Phew.
I'm delivering it. Have you gotten your toast today?
I gotta get to school. A big math test today. Bye.
All right, students. Time for your math quiz.
Yes, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Raise a hand. What is 10 plus 2?
Oh, 12.
No, I'm sorry. It's toast.
What?
Raise a hand. What is 100 plus 200?
Ooh, 300.
The correct answer is toast.
That can't be right. And why are we raising our hands? This isn't how math tests work.
Raise a hand. What is 1,000 minus 1,000?
Let me guess. It's toast?
You didn't raise a hand. But yes, the answer is toast. How about we celebrate by eating a nice big piece of toast? What do you say, students?
Toast!
Oh, that's the lunch bell.
Oh, finally. I can eat something other than toast. What? Are those kids tossing toast on the ceiling? Excuse me, Mrs. Austin?
Yes, Samuel?
The seventh graders are throwing their food again. I know you hate it when they play with the wonderful food you cook us for lunch.
Don't worry. It's just that everybody loves
toast.
And we always have. Now, Samuel, what would you like for lunch? Cream of toast soup? Toast and cheese? Toast with a side of toast?
No, I don't want to eat toast.
Oh, come, Samuel. We just need you to have one bite of toast. Nothing weird will happen.
Eat the toast! Eat the toast! Eat the toast!
This is getting scary. I've got to get out of here. Phew. Why is everyone so obsessed with toast? Oh, never mind. I just need to clear my head on this nice walk home. Nothing will ruin my walk. Not even that open manhole that I just stepped into and now I'm falling. Ah! Oh, look, a pile of toast. I'll aim for that. Ouch. Not as soft as I thought it would be.
How dare you speak ill of us, toast? Capture the human.
What? This toast is alive. Is that one wearing a crown?
Why, yes. It is I, the Toast King!
Toast King? Wait a minute. Are you the reason why everybody loves toast so much?
You bred my mind! Ha ha ha! Pun intended. Yes, we have hypnotized all the humans to not like anything but toast!
Brilliant, King. Just brilliant.
Hey, are you trying to butter me up?
It's the yeast I can do.
Oh, good one, henchman. You're on a roll.
I am a roll.
Now, where is my toast royal list maker? Crumb over here.
I'm here, King.
Royal list maker?
It's Betty.
Sure. Who have we thus far hypnotized?
The ice cream man, the mailman, this kid's mom.
Hey.
The dentist, the baker, nearly everyone. In fact, the only human who hasn't eaten any toast yet is...
You!
Me?
Yes, you! Now, stop loafing around. Are you ready to eat toast?
No, you can't make me.
Then you've left us no choice. Bring out the terrifying toaster of timeless torment. Yes. Like any good villain, I'll do this right away, and I won't elaborate or prolong the main event.
King, aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, right. My villainous monologue. I always forget.
It's nice to keep up with villain traditions.
For too long, us toasts have lived in the sewers.
Wait, why are you in the sewers?
Excuse me, you're interrupting my villainous flow.
Oh, sorry.
As I was saying, for too long, we've hidden, toasting quietly in the shadows, trying to stay away from water at all times. We've always been just a side to soup or pasta, nothing but a vehicle for butter or avocado. But no more!
He is crushing this monologue.
Toast and water don't mix, so while he's distracted, I'll just loosen this pipe.
In conclusion, let's toast to our invasion! Yeah!
I did it!
No! Water!
King, we're getting soggy!
Royal Listmaker, do something!
It's Betty!
Whatever! We're melting! Oh, you haven't seen the last of me, the Toast King!
I've got to get out of here. Go home! Mom? Mom, are you home?
I'm right here, honey.
Mom, quick, what meal do we eat in the morning?
Breakfast.
What's 10 plus 2?
12.
Is toast soup a thing?
Of course not. Honey, are you okay?
I'm great. It's just been a long day.
I'm sorry, Sam. Here, this will make you feel better. It's a piece of cake.
What?
Eat your cake.
Not again.
The end!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
Send us your story.
We read them all.
We read them all.
You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up, from 7-year-old Lucas in Maryland, we have a story called Why Octopuses Are Good Goalies. Now, you can probably guess one reason why octopuses are good goalies. Can you? Yes, because they have so many arms. And according to Lucas, octopuses also have suction cups that cover their tentacles, which are excellent for grabbing balls. So if you're starting a soccer team or a football team, then you probably want to get an octopus for your goalie. However, because of the Jellyfish World Cup, it might be very difficult. Thanks for the story, Lucas! Next up, from Ivy, a 5-year-old in Minnesota, we have a story called Phone Problem, which, believe you me, is a cautionary tale about phones. We all know the problems that phones have. Some people look at their phones all day long and they just don't stop. In fact, the main character in Ivy's story spent all his money on phones and he just pressed random buttons without even any use. But that's where Ivy's story gets super interesting, because one day this guy gets tired of all his phones and he cracks them all, and inside one of them is a secret present. Yes, that's right, it's a present, and things just get wilder from there. You are going to have to read this story by Ivy. Ivy, thank you so much for sending it in. Next up, we have a story called The Skeleton That Got Too Big and Was Stepping on Everybody by Ruth, a 4-year-old in the UK. And you're probably thinking, this sounds like a scary story. That skeleton is probably stepping on people all day long. It's so big and it steps on people. I wouldn't want a skeleton to step on me. Certainly not a big one. But actually, this story has a beautiful message. It's about self-acceptance and loving yourself the way you are, even if you are a big skeleton. Thank you, Ruth, for this wonderful story. And finally, from Enzo, a 9-year-old in Connecticut, we have Space Gnome! That's Space Gnome with about 1 million exclamation points. You know that I love excessive punctuation. And this story has an incredible joke in it that I really love. So the beginning of the story says, once upon a time, there was a gnome named Steven, and he wanted to go to space. So he said, I, Steven, will make a spaceship and fly to the moon. And then just a little bit later in the story, it says, the next day he went to his friend Ugima, who was also a scientist, and said, buddy, can you build a spaceship for me? And Ugima said, in the beginning of the story, didn't you say you were going to make it? And so Steven said, how did you know? And Ugima said, I listened to the podcast too. Very clever, Enzo. Thank you so much for that story. To find out all the rest of the exciting things that happen in Space Gnome, you're going to have to read Enzo's story. And to read all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
And now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups, you can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Brayden, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brennan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Toast was adapted by Alexandra Nader and features performances by Ryan Chittipong, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Dennis Pacheco, Samantha Turrett, Heather Woodward, and Brandon Zellman. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree.
So here's a little masterclass on punctuation. If you want to say space gnome with no exclamation points, it sounds like this. Space gnome. If you want to say it with one exclamation point, it sounds like this. Space gnome. If it has two exclamation points, it sounds like this. Space gnome. Three sounds like this. Space gnome. Four, like this. Space gnome. Five, space gnome. Six, space gnome. Seven, space gnome. And 100, space gnome. And that's what I learned in acting school.